25 at 6:15. Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. I'm going to skip that one because Ted's not in here. We have to amend resolution 140-24 ZNS Creations quote for replacement of the ambulance 4. The new quote includes additional work. The new amount will be $8,837.14. The new work is going to be the wall in the wash bay. Motion to approve that?
Motion.
Motion by
Jared.
And
that's to be paid out of building maintenance, not ARPA.
Second.
Second by JR. Liz, did you get that building maintenance, not ARPA?
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to declare surplus equipment, a 2013 Stryker stretcher from the ambulance.
Motion.
Motion by JR, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to accept the quote for the purchase of the surplus ambulance equipment from Integrees Equipment in the amount of $2,000. We received two quotes. The other one was for $1,500. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by JR, second by... Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. The ambulance administrator would like to purchase a washer, dryer, and stove. He got quotes from Lowe's and Home Depot. Home Depot, I believe the units were 12 to 16 weeks out. Lowe's has these units in stock.
Motion to use ARPA funds to purchase $2,863.50 for the stove, washer, and dryer for ambulance building.
Motion by Jared. Second?
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. The highway superintendent would like to purchase a John Deere utility tractor and mower under state contract. This is going to be for fiscal year 2025. The amount is $92,598.39. We budgeted $115,000 for his equipment line. The reason we're doing it at this meeting is because after January 1st, the price is going up 12%.
Motion.
So, motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to approve the Green County Humane Society contract for 2025. Nothing has changed.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign the notice of award for Game Farm Road Project.
Motion.
Motion by JR, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We also...
Number four.
Yep. I want to do... The plow.
Yeah.
Need a motion to purchase a plow for the Kubota at $4,905 using ARPA funds.
You make the
motion. For the one Kubota?
One Kubota, yep.
Yep.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to... All right, this one's going to take a little math. Well, let's do the... Need a motion to purchase a second Kubota for $21,979.82 using ARPA funds.
Make the motion.
Motion by Jared. Second. Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to use ARPA funds to pay for the E.J. Ward Highway Fuel System at $17,801.95. We previously approved this using highway funds.
I think it's better to use
ARPA. We want to use ARPA funds instead.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Want to make a motion to purchase two benches for the pickleball court using ARPA. And that's going to total 7. So a total of $11,967.33 for two benches.
That covers installation of 72, which is good. Can I make the motion?
This will be ARPA. Motion by Jared. Second. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We're going to purchase AEDs.
I
No, we can't because we're over, so we need to... We're going to do four AEDs for a total of $9,272.60 using ARPA.
Motion.
Motion by JR.
I'll second it.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. And if my math is right, this... After we go over the senior, or the Little Red Schoolhouse, we should be zeroed out with our ARPA funds. So with the Little Red Schoolhouse...
You got a little bit left, do you?
We have the $9,900 for the renovations that you recommended.
Okay.
Yep.
The floor is the painting. So I got a couple of quotes. I have interior painting is, I think, $3,600. Exterior painting was... It was $6,300. I want to confirm, I'm not clear, and I apologize, whether that included paint and whether that included two coats of paint. So I can confirm that tomorrow. I did get a second quote for paint, which was higher. The floor, the repair for the floor is $4,300.
Okay.
So the whole thing is $14,000. That's 300, something like that.
Let's do the floor on the inside.
Have we got 14?
I think we got like 9.
We have 9,900.
You got 9,900.
Yep.
I'll take it.
Make it work.
I'll take it.
Okay.
That was the total of the quotes for inside, outside, all the work that you submitted. 9,900.
Your quote.
For WK.
Okay, so we got WK is $3,400. Brian Carl is $9,900. The floor was carpentry. The other was all paint. $9,900 was paint and interior and out exterior. WK carpentry for the floor was $3,400.
That needs paint on it on the exterior?
It's pink.
You know, what we'll probably do, if that's what I got left, is we'll get the floor finished, and then we'll paint what
we can.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely get the floor. Once we get the floor finished, we can start to use that building again. And we can talk about, we're going to have a friends group. I'm going to incorporate it, so we get a federal ID number. We'll have a bank account, and hopefully we can start to use it.
Awesome. No,
so if that's what I got, I'll take it. We'll get the floor done, and then we'll paint what we can.
So I'm pretty,
that's okay.
I'm pretty sure the exterior was painted within the last 7 years, maybe?
No.
Okay. No.
No, it's been longer than
that. Was alive when the exterior was painted.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that painted the exterior.
Michael Cole did that, because he did all that work here.
I so think he could 10 years. Use a coat of paint. The exterior could use a coat of paint.
That's a little paint. Yikes.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Was that the inside and outside list, or was that just the inside?
It was for both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, both.
Okay, well,
I'll make the motion that we spend $9,900 on work at the Little Red Schoolhouse using ARPA funds.
I'll second it.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. We were contacted by Department of Homeland Security inquiring if the town of Catskill would like to use their services free of charge to provide cybersecurity for the town. Myself and Sean Conklin from WebJogger had a meeting with them at the beginning of the month, and he sees no issue with their programs interfering what we have. It will save us money because we won't have to pay for cybersecurity on ourselves.
Right.
The integration will be seamless. Sean will have complete control of it as one of our admins. If we find out that it's not working for the town, there's no harm, we can back out of it.
Yeah, that's no problem with it.
So I'd like permission to sign this agreement with them and start the
make process. A motion to allow the supervisor to sign the EDR enrollment.
Motion by Jared. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Do we know what the savings is?
He's roughly breaking that down. It's not going to be a lot. It's maybe like $1,000 a year.
$1,000?
Yeah, $1,000. $1,000.
That's it.
All right, I think that cementing solution surplus AD machines. That is it for resolutions. Correct, Liz? Did I miss anything?
No.
All right, I I don't see Ms. Naylor here, so we'll go to Mr. Jackson. Sir?
How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Here to discuss Gainesville's property, 1440. I've sent you guys some information to review about the condition of the property. We've been dealing with this property for probably about 9 years. It's a bust to us. Over that time, the property's activities of dismantling vehicles, tractor trailer parts. You know, people showing up on our property to buy those parts and looking for the neighbor. As far as that goes, I mean, as far as this disarray of the property, activities on the property, the property's like a health condition. I mean, the garbage goes from one side to the other side. We did talk to code enforcers over the years to try to address the property. We see that we're getting nowhere. I mean, they use the back of the property like a dumping ground for debris, garbage, you know, all kinds of stuff that's in there. You know, and it's a threat, it's fire hazard to our home. The nature of the property is a threat to our home. So we did make a file of complaint about the property. As far as it goes, the reckless behavior has caused health issues. The other property owner around it, she got dusted with boom of unknown substance from the dirt from the activities over the years, and she had to seek medical attention the next day. So it's a little overwhelming because there's too much.
Yep, you're okay.
Okay. So, you know, she's gotten sick, and it's my family, okay? And the behavior is just terrible. The following week after we made the complaint, we had to make a call to the fire rangers of burning garbage during the fire ban. Okay, had that taken care of. As far as the debris pile in the back, the rubbish, the dumping ground, the son put hot coals in there after the complaint was made, and we made a complaint because of the fire hazard. That part took care of. We addressed it to the fire inspector. Really, we sent the paperwork, but there's a lot to have to deal with this. I mean, the sewer smells come from that house. They build onto that house with materials that are, not used for when we supply pictures of proper construction. They're running a machinery all day long next to our property. The smell of diesel fumes is terrible. I mean, shipping containers that are in there to contain this stuff, but it's not contained. They're not properly painted on, right? They're not, they're not even screened at all. So it's like an environmental hazard. I mean, we respectfully want to keep, a good rapport with the neighbors, but as far as that goes, they, they're not respecting the quality of life that we have, but we expect them to have. We do it on their half, but not on our half. I mean, there's been times over there that we have talked to them politely without, calling authorities or anything. We've been respectful for them. We had a tree cut down, make sure the kids weren't around, give me time to cut down properly. If anything was falling on the property, I'd be willing to come collect it. And we do have a right to have our neighbors keep their property respectfully clean. But now it's coming to a point where it's just unhealthy to live. I mean, you can't leave your property without feeling that it's going to burn down if you're not there. I mean, so we feel it's a health condition, runoffs. I mean, they scrape the driveway with whatever they got, they dismantle, they dump on the house. The oil in there, I mean, they cover it up with leaves, they do all this stuff, I mean, Rhonda talked to Matt. She talked to, John when we had him on the property to the point where, she degraded herself for help, really. So we're at a point where we would like to see if we can get this addressed. I mean, as far as it goes, I mean, if this was, we feel if this was, how would you feel if this was next to you? One day you build a house, you respectfully do it, and then shows up. So we did put value in this town for two properties. True value. then what's next to us is not true value. It's not respectful. And it's a hazard. There's things over here, tractor trails that are unregistered. I mean, you can see it from the road. You know? So we're looking for help to get this addressed tonight.
I am Rhonda's husband. My name is Shannon. I live here. I just want to drop these pictures off. We've been dealing with this for 8 years. This is... These pictures, that's our view from our front porch. This group of pictures is our view from our back deck. So it's not like we're looking for anything. I know a lot of the pictures that you guys present were pictures on the property line so that you can get a better view of stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's what you get to see every morning walking out your door. In the past 8 years, I'll give you my... My part of it, okay, I'll add on the diesel fumes. You go out, you have family come over, you're having a barbecue on your deck, they gotta start something up. It's not just diesel fumes, it's dirty diesel, old, running for hours. Hours on hours. And to the point that you gotta go inside. You can't even stay outside on a Sunday having a barbecue and enjoy time with your family or anything else. I have 6 windows that all face that property. Mm-hmm. That's what I see every time I walk by those windows. That. It, fall time's worse, winter time's horrific. Best time is probably summertime, but you can still deal with the smoke, the diesel fumes, the banging and clanging and dismantling. It sounds like he's a tire shop over there with the air coming out, air guns on stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, this goes on for hours. To the point that you think you're going insane. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, my nerves are at the end. Especially with the last few things that happened in a few months. Him starting fires, trying to burn stuff, him with leaf blower doing something. I get a call from my wife, I'm almost home, coming down Zwickles Hill, and she's telling me about what's going on. I'm trying to get through the curves a little bit faster, trying to get home to find out what's going on. She's saying her eyes are burning, this, she thought it was a fire, she went out to go check on it and everything. I get home, I run in the house to find out what's going on, here she is, she's trying to get the stuff out of her eyes. Her voice is all hoarse, her eyes are all red and puffy. You know, something's got to give here. I got pissed off, I went outside. Went out to the property line where my driveway kind of meets his. He's out there blowing things, I'm yelling. Don't hear me, don't whatever, ignore me, whatever. Goes from that, gets back on the skid steer, starts pushing more crap all over here. But I had my wife inside, so I had to give it up. Because if I went over there, I'd be in the wrong. I'm staying on my own side. And frustration, I'm very frustrated. I'm trying to take care of my wife. I mean, it's horrible. It's, like I said, but 9 years, and it's got to end.
Yeah, this is like, I mean, they'll do this over the course of the years, in and out with tractor trailers, I mean, times and nights. I mean, working on these things where you have to go over and talk to them at 10 o'clock at night. I mean, you would think that maybe they were just like, kind of get the hint and like, cool down. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a couple weeks later. And then we just have to tolerate. Sometimes you got to tolerate, and okay, it'll end soon. You know what I mean? It'll stop to the point where you get frustrated and you do it again. But you try to be neighborly and say, hey, you know, let's stop. You know?
So. I know you said you filed a complaint, and I'm sure you know that John and Matt are here. And this is Ted. He's also our town attorney. He wasn't here for this. He was here for the Red Schoolhouse. He just happens to be here tonight for this. I don't want to go back and forth in a public meeting, neighbor versus neighbor kind of thing. I want the five of you, you know, you guys can stay here tonight or set up in another appointment to try to work through this problem.
Okay.
Right, instead of in a public setting.
Okay.
I think that's more professional.
Okay.
But I'm happy you came and brought this to our attention. And I hope that working with our town code enforcement and our attorney that we can resolve this issue.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else have anything?
Nope, I agree.
Ted, you good with that?
Yeah,
Matt, John?
We can meet for a few minutes in the conference room tonight, if that's all right.
Yeah. Yep. If that's all right with you guys. If
One thing that came to my mind was the idling of the diesel trucks and stuff like that. I think there's a law on the books for 15 minutes. And
yeah, it's
a state law, man.
We did talk a while back, a long time ago, about that. You know, they would be sitting in the lawn running for like 3 hours. You know what I mean? 3 hours, you know what I mean? And we did make a call to the DEC about it. And that was probably 3 years ago about that, to try to get that addressed.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. But there's two factors here. You got the tractor trailers, and you also have the tractors.
Mm.
So DC can do something about the tractors. They can't do tractor trailers, but they can't do anything about the tractors. And the tractors, when they run, they're disgusting.
Yeah. Okay.
And it seems like the air drifts
right towards your property. Yeah.
I mean, you can't have your windows open. I mean, beautiful days, you got to close your windows if he's out there doing something.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have anything on that? Okay. Anything else for tonight?
Just a nail at one. I don't know.
She's not here?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe she'll come to January's meeting. Jared, you got anything?
No.
Brian?
Just the employees and the residents, a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Does anybody else have it? John?
I want to propose something. At this time of year, it's kind of tough at Humane Society on the other side of the river, and I want to put together like a food drive. I got the backing of Young's here in Catskill that they would be the drop-off point for us, and it would drum up a little business for them, maybe that people would buy the food and put it in a box.
Okay.
And then I would take it over to the Humane Society. I'm also working on a pretty sizable donation for the Humane Society from Athens Gen.
Okay.
There's a girl there, Brittany, who's helping us out with a nice size donation.
I might know that person.
I think we know that person.
She's helping me out, and we're trying to get some money together. Pretty sizable donation for them. So
okay. Do you have any?
We do a lot with them. You know, I bring a lot of dogs over there, and
since this is for the Humane Society, do you have any like official letter from them stating that we're doing
this? I can't get one.
Yeah,
that's
just
not a problem.
Yeah, because I
already spoke to general
drivers.
No, we can do it on their behalf, but it's for them.
Oh yeah, and if we could advertise it on the town website and then put it on social media and
It would be good to attach that letter right to the posting.
All right. As long as it's all right with you guys, I'll move forward with it and
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great.
Yep. Anything else? Anybody else have anything?
Thank you for the Red Schoolhouse. I guess before I forget, just a small one. The PBA building in the back.
Yep.
I don't know if we have any funds this year, but we need to repoint in the worst way.
Okay.
Like at this point, you can see the wood trim on the inside from the outside.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad.
We'll fill that with the roof.
Yeah. We're gonna hopefully take out another capital improvement bond next year because our current one's paid off in March, I think. So we're gonna do another one. We'll have to include that in that project scope.
Okay.
We're making a parking lot.
Yeah.
Easy. The building's worth more than a parking lot.
That's right.
All right. Well, parking lot's pretty much a premium on Main Street.
With that, I'd like to wish everybody a happy holiday season.
Same to you guys.
Happy New Year, and thank you to all the employees for their hard work this year. Motion to adjourn by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
11 minutes through the